The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Thank you for tuning in to the Buckmaster Show. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, and no, I am not Bill Buckmaster. I'm Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel. As you may well know, Bill is out all week this week, vacationing with his beautiful wife Anne, celebrating her birthday. I happen to be a regular contributor to the show in that monthly Talk Travel segment. Well, the Talk Travel segment is going to be an hour-long segment today. On the Buckmaster Show that you know airs Monday through Fridays, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KBOI, The Voice. As always, you can keep tabs on the Buckmaster Show by tuning in to the Facebook page. For Bill, he is out and about right now. You can follow his pictures and all of his commentary. You can always find more information about the show, including bios from the show contributors, archived episodes, etc., at buckmastershow.com. As mentioned, today's show is all about travel. We're going to be joined by Gary Murphy later in the show. He's the Vice President of Sales for AMA Waterways, one of the world's leading river cruise lines. We'll also be joined by Kate Heath and Enrico Pizzoli. They're going to be joining us all the way from Jamaica. And to round out our hour, we will hear from the president of one of the leading cruise lines out there, from Regent Seven Seas Cruises, Jason Montague. But leading off the show, he's a familiar voice, just in a little bit of a different capacity today. He is our on-site travel correspondent. Coming to us live from Santa Fe, New Mexico, is none other than Bill Buckmaster himself. Bill, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing fine. Hey, Ryan, I am honored to be part of a great travel hour. My goodness, what a lineup you've got. Some of the top people in the industry over the next hour. This is terrific. What? We've been having a very fun time, perfect time of year in northern New Mexico, and it's just great to be over here.
Well, Santa Fe, I believe, is where you're spending most of your time celebrating, if I have this right, Anne's birthday this week. So a special place, nonetheless. And let's dive a little bit into Santa Fe, Bill. Just a lot of our listeners probably in Tucson and the surrounding areas are very familiar with Santa Fe, but the Pueblo-style architecture, the unbelievable creative arts hotbed, the Spanish colony founded back in 1610. I know you've been going there for a long time. I don't think you were there when it was first founded, though. So take us back, Bill. What's your connection to Santa Fe? Where did that begin?
Well, a long time ago, when I was, of course, growing up in Chicago on the north side, North Shore of Chicago, my parents said, let's do a Western road trip, as families did back in the 60s. Piled in the car, and we headed west and started off, went through Denver, came down through Taos, New Mexico, where we were this morning, actually. Spent the night last night in Taos. So things have changed so much there. But where they've really changed is Santa Fe. This has become, a lot of the surveys indicate, Americans' favorite destinations. It's usually in the top five, certainly the top 10. They get a tremendous amount of tourism into Santa Fe, New Mexico. And of course, the draw is the art scene and the shopping and some great properties up there. We stayed at kind of the iconic hotel, the La Fonda, which is on the plaza. I know many of my listeners have been commenting on Facebook that they have so many wonderful memories of that property. And again, that hotel is about 100 years old, just had a recent upgrade. It's a beautiful property.
I have definitely have heard of La Fonda, and for those listeners, it's the Spanish word for inn is Fonda, so it definitely befits the title there. Tell me a little bit more about your stay into a little bit of a different location. I believe you were up near the Ojo Caliente Mineral Springs at a resort and spa there, and so there's some, I know, a definite art connection beyond just what's in the Santa Fe area, but now you're getting into some sacred grounds, indigenous to the Native Americans. Did you take a dip into the mineral springs, and are you revived?
I am revived, and I did take a dip. The owners of KVOI, Doug and Mary Martin, have been telling me about this place for years. They say you've got to go to Ojo Caliente, and you did pronounce it correctly. It's spelled OJO, Caliente Mineral Springs Resort and Spa. This place is amazing. I would say it has been the highlight of the last 5 days. It's the only sulfur-free geothermal mineral waters in the world. So you get these four different types of mineral waters: iron, soda, arsenic, and lithia. And in the pool that we were in, they combine all four, and I could not believe it. I'd been having some foot issues. After about 10 minutes, it felt so much better. I think somehow they need to bottle these waters, and I know you're very close to athletics. They need to put this in the whirlpool. This stuff is amazing.
Nothing like a bath that includes the ingredient arsenic to get you woken up in the morning. But
I couldn't believe that arsenic water, they say, is believed to be beneficial for relief of arthritis, stomach ulcers, and to heal a variety of skin conditions. So I couldn't believe it, but I mean, they put it all together, and this place was really amazing. And they have some beautiful suites there where you have you share kind of a pool. They have these mineral pools throughout the property, but say four or five different suites share one of the pools. And we went out there in the morning. We did one in the afternoon, liked it so much, went out there at 7 o'clock in the morning when the temperature was like 36 degrees.
Beautiful.
And got in the pool, and it was so wonderful. I loved it.
Well, you know, on our last segment, Bill, we talked about the healing powers or the healing nature of travel. You literally are taking it to the next level, not just travel from a relaxation standpoint, but I expect Bill Buckmaster 2.0 upon your return to Tucson and into the broadcast studio here. But it wasn't just a couple of stops. You mentioned you stayed in Taos well at the El Monte Sagrado, which I believe stands for the Holy Mountain. I mean, you're experiencing a blend of cultures from the indigenous Native Americans, the Mexican culture, Spanish culture, the American West, kind of all converging together. I believe Taos probably is the epicenter of that.
It really is. And that property, the El Monte Sagrado, is a five-star property, and it's set among these are the biggest cottonwood trees I've ever seen in my life, and they're all in the golden hue of autumn at their peak. And many of my listeners are Facebook friends, and I've tried to post a couple of pictures of these amazing cottonwoods. And this is a property that some of the higher-end tour groups, Ryan, do. In fact, there was one there last night that I think Bon Voyage has had an association with.
That's right, an escorted vacation group called Tauk Tours, very popular. It's been in existence for 90-plus years, and so they're not just global in nature in taking people all over the world. A lot of North American departures, especially into the Southwest as well. So Tauk can get you there. You can obviously do what Bill and Ann have done, have ventured into the Taos and Santa Fe area on their own with guidance, of course, or you can have a fully escorted vacation. But Bill, you're continuing your vacation on. Let's kind of round it out where I guess your last property you're at now, the Hyatt Regency Tamaya. This is a place you've been at before.
Yeah, we started Saturday here, and this trip all came together. We had other plans. Woke up at 4 a.m. Saturday morning, and due to some airline issues, we weren't going where we originally had thought, so this was put together at the last minute, but it couldn't have been better, I'll tell you. The Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa is where we are right now. It's on 500 acres, about 30 minutes north of the Albuquerque airport on the Santa Ana Pueblo. On this acreage along the Rio Grande right now, with all the cottonwoods in that golden hue right now at their peak color, this is a gorgeous property with hiking trails all along the Rio Grande.
It's a beautiful area, Bill. You did touch on something, not to end our discussion on a low note, but it's you did rally flexible travel plans. That is something you have to be prepared for when you travel. If I could have a shameless plug here, working with a travel professional at Bon Voyage can help you when you get into these binds. You've been to over 100 countries, so you're as well-traveled as anybody I know. That can be a stressful time, but you did rally, didn't you?
We did rally and made a few adjustments to our luggage, but we were able to put it together, and it was the balloon festival was going on when we flew into Albuquerque, and we had rented a car at the last moment. There's one car at the National Rental Area when we get in, and that had our name on it, and we were very fortunate. Everything has gone so well, like it was so meant to be. We had Anne's birthday dinner at the fabulous restaurant there at the La Fonda. So it's just been great.
Well, happy birthday to Anne. I hope you round out your vacation. And again, Bill Buckmaster 2.0 after the Mineral Springs at Ojo Caliente Resort and Spa. Bill, thanks for calling in and being a contributor to the show. It's kind of fun to have you on the other end.
I am so glad you're doing this. I'm honored to be a part of it. And again, listeners, please go to Bill Buckmaster, the Facebook page. We've posted some really nice pictures up there of what we've been doing this week. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Bill. You can always follow Bill and his travels on his Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster. Also, check in the website, buckmastershow.com. When we return, it will be Gary Murphy, the Vice President of Sales from AMA Waterways, joining us on a river cruise expedition experience when we return on The Buckmaster Show.
Fiery chili, decadent chocolate, enduring traditions at Tohono O'odham's annual Chilies and Chocolate Festival. Enjoy culinary demonstrations, Day of the Dead face painting, live music and local art Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Throughout the gardens, vendors feature Day of the Dead inspired crafts, chili roasting, chocolate and culinary tastings, and more. Tickets are $15 for general public and $5 for members. For more information, visit tohonochul.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about. transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show features Arizona newsmakers and more than two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors. Everything from foreign affairs to the arts is on the table and open for discussion and your calls from one end of Southern Arizona to the other. The Buckmaster Show, weekdays live during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice.
As we continue with the Buckmaster Show, here it is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel filling in for Bill. And we just hung up from Bill. He's having a wonderful vacation in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But the travel talk show continues here. It's a full hour this time. Usually I'm on once a month talking travel, but we will continue our discussion of travel with one of the industry leaders, especially in the river cruise space. We're going to be joined by Gary Murphy, who's Vice President of Sales for AMA Waterways. AMA is an award-winning, luxurious, all-inclusive river cruise vacation, and they can put you on the waterways of Europe, Asia, and Africa. What an experience it can be. Thank you, Gary, for joining the Buckmaster Show today.
Ryan, it's great to be here.
You bet. Let's just start off with a pretty simple question, Gary. Why river cruising? What's so hot?
Well, you know, the American traveler has discovered it's a great way to travel. It's a great way to utilize your time and get to visit parts of Europe in a very, very comfortable fashion. Ryan, if you can imagine, you're cruising in a deluxe ship with very, very comfortable cabins, beautiful staterooms, a very comfortable lounge. And when you dock, you're docking in the most historical parts of the city because these European cities grew from the banks of the river. So that's where all the interesting sightseeing takes place. And just to be able to walk off your ship and go exploring with your guides or do wine tastings or some culinary experience, it provides a wonderful vacation, and clients come back and tell their friends, and thankfully the business is growing.
So many of our listeners, I'm sure, have heard about or have been on an ocean cruise, and you painted a great picture there, Gary. There's not an ocean cruise that's pulling into Vienna. There's not an ocean cruise that is pulling up to the Parliament building in Budapest and is staying overnight and being able to see the lights light up. So you are talking about some of the most historic cities in the world.
Yes, and Ryan, most of the guests that come on board our ships actually started cruising on the ocean-going vessels. And now they're looking for a new experience. They're looking for a more unique boutique style of experience. I mean, our ships carry 150, 160 passengers. And like you said, at night when they're departing Paris, you're going under the illumination of the Eiffel Tower. It's a magical travel vacation.
If I've never been on a river cruise, which I have, but again, many of our travelers and listeners have not, what would be my first selection? What would you recommend?
Well, the most popular itinerary we have is on the Danube, you know, starting in Budapest and either ending in Nuremberg or Wilshofen. And then the second most popular is starting in Amsterdam and cruising up the Rhine all the way, you know, between Germany and France up to Basel, Switzerland. Those are the primary two popular itineraries. And then from there, it sort of goes down through going into the Douro in Portugal or the different rivers in France, or also like we go across on the Mekong in Asia. But the main two rivers are the Rhine and the Danube.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the tulip time on the Rhine or down on the Danube listening to a beautiful waltz at one of the shore excursions. It's not just, and I guess that's called a traditional itinerary potentially, but it's not just that. You have some really special and unique things for maybe the repeat river cruiser. Can you touch on the wonderful Christmas market cruises?
Well, yes, I can, Ryan, but real quickly, people will select a river cruise because of the Parises or because of the Viennas of Budapest or the Amsterdams, but it's the secondary cities that we visit that really captures their attention. And you know, those unexpected experiences of walking through these small villages and little towns by themselves with a guide and without lots of other tourists, it's very magical. Now, what we have done, we've extended it to more sort of a themed cruise where we'll do a wine themed cruise where we'll have vintners from the United States and we'll bring their wines on board, but we'll do an old world, new world type of tasting or pairing and then go ashore and visit and do some pairings or tastings in these 200-year-old cellars. So you can taste a Pinot from the Willamette Valley alongside with a Spätburgunder from the Rhine. Or we'll do some things like we have these wellness programs or the Christmas markets that you mentioned. You know, all these towns, like Nuremberg has been selling a Christmas market, celebrating Christmas markets for almost 400 years. All these wooden stalls with these interesting locally made Christmas ornaments with all the different treats of the mulled spice hot wine that you get at different stalls as you wander through. And again, it's full of locals, and you may be the only group of Americans wandering through the Christmas markets, and it's a delightful experience.
And the experiences you keep mentioning, and I don't want to just gloss this over, you are steps away from the history, from the food, from the restaurants and the nightlife activity there on a river vessel. You're not our bus ride into these small towns or even the major cities. You are steps away, which makes it even easier for people that maybe have some mobility issues. But when we talk about river cruising, and I meet quite a few people and talk to them, they think it might be a little too sedate for them. You have some other options from a bicycle and hiking that can really make a river cruise a little more active.
Well, you can make a river cruise as active as you like or as passive as you like. It's great for families. Like my mother might take a very slow-paced sightseeing tour. My kids that are 19 and 23 might take a bike ride from Dürnstein to Melk, that's 23 miles along the Danube. Or my wife and I might go learn how to cook goulash. So there's all these different choices that you can take while on an Amur Waterways River cruise and that are included. So yes, we get very active people and we get people that just want to enjoy the towns as we cruise by them.
And I think you touched on a couple points there. It is included. Those excursions as you step off, it's not going to be nickeling and diming your passengers. That is part of the experience. And I know, Gary, you've been involved in travel for many years in beyond just the river cruising. How have you seen how river cruise, the segment, has grown? And why did it grow so quickly? And what has it touched that wasn't there prior to it kind of bursting onto the scene in the last decade?
Well, what happened, Ryan, is after the end or just prior to the First World War, in Europe, they wanted to connect the North Sea with the Black Sea for commerce and trade. And they started designing and constructing a canal to connect the Rhine and the Danube. And it sort of started and stopped as we go through time. It wasn't completed until 1992, and that's connecting the Rhine and the Danube. It's called the Main-Danube Canal. And when the river ships pass over the continental divide there, from where they start in Amsterdam, they're actually 1,330 feet above sea level as you come up river and go through the different locks. Now, it was built for moving commerce, ores, minerals, grains, cars, you know, from the North Sea to the Black Sea. And then it was sort of came up the idea, let's start building passenger ships to take that same route, that historic route right through Central Europe. And over time, it grew. And it wasn't until, you know, like 10 or 15 years ago that we really started building ships for the American market to attract that ocean-going client to come onto the rivers and experience rivers. And it's, again, it's so different. in that you're docking right in the center of town. After dinner, you can stay on board and listen to the entertainment, but a lot of our guests will go back into town and maybe go into, an old beer hall and have some Kolsch beer with a bunch of Germans. And it's those experiences they come back and will remember for a lifetime.
You bet. Those are authentic experiences. And as you have worked and grown the AMA Waterways brand, at Bon Voyage, we highly recommend an AMA Waterways experience, but you've earned a lot of awards, Cruise Critic, Travel and Leisure, etc. I know AMA is a special experience. You have something special for our listeners if they want to jump on an AMA Waterways river vessel. Gary, what can they do if they want to get on sooner than later?
Well, you know what? The great thing, and you mentioned it earlier, always talk to a travel agent, your travel agent partner, to make sure that they're putting you on the right river cruise line. AMA Waterways, we're headquartered in California. We're sort of more casual. It's no coat and tails. It's very relaxed atmosphere. We work very hard on the culinary side of our experience on board. We don't freeze anything. We source everything locally. When the clients are, when the guests are exploring, we're resupplying the vessel with fresh fish and fresh produce. But I think, Brian, I might have an opportunity. I was checking. I had some space open up, and I was thinking if I could, on December 18th, on the Melodies of the Danube, I have a handful of cabins that became available, and this is over Christmas period. So you'd actually, if you choose, you can extend over in Prague over Christmas for 3 days. But I would give it to your listeners and with Bon Voyage Travel, Ryan, at half price, meaning 2-for-1. So instead of the entry price for the 7-night cruise of around $2,900 per person, I'd give it to 2 people for $2,900. So if we can make that work, Ryan.
I think we can.
If listeners would call you, I'd love to have those last 3 or 4 cabins.
You bet. We need to have Gary Murphy from AMA Waterways on the broadcast a little bit more often if he's throwing out 2-for-1 pricing. And you heard it here. Only available through Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110. If you want to enjoy all of the excitement and experiences that Gary has laid out for us on the river, make that call today. You can be on a river vessel in December. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on the Buckmaster Show.
Look forward to seeing you soon, Ryan.
You betcha, Gary. When we return, we're going to jump to the islands of the Caribbean. We will hear from our on-site correspondents live from Jamaica when we return on the Buckmaster Show.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, like exploring historic downtown Silver City or visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. And that is a perfect lead-in to our travel talk segment here that has been expanded to the full hour. This is Ryan Hansen for Bon Voyage Travel, filling in for Bill Buckmaster, who is in New Mexico right now, enjoying the great Southwest. As we continue the show, how about this? If this was your day, breakfast in bed, walk on the beach, hit the pool, maybe for some water aerobics, meet some new friends at a swim-up bar, finish that great book, take a nap under a palapa tree. Couples massage in the afternoon on the ocean, a sunset sail and dinner, maybe drinks and dancing under the stars, a little romance, and you get to repeat that all over again. That is the vacation of many dreams, and we are joined on the Talk Travel show here by a couple people that know that day very well and get to repeat it. We're joined by Kate Heath, a sales rep for Apple Vacations, and the general manager of the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Hotel in Jamaica, Enrico Rizzoli. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. How is Jamaica?
Oh my gosh, it's absolutely beautiful here. The sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and we can smell jerk chicken in the background. So I don't think it gets much better than that.
I think I painted a pretty good picture of a Jamaican day. Is that kind of your day today, Kate?
Oh, well, I wish, but I'd be lying since I'm working right now. But everybody else on property, yes, you painted an amazing picture, and that's exactly what's going on. So I'll have to stay a few days late and be able to pop into the pool and swim in the ocean so I can get a little taste of what the vacationers are doing.
Well, on the Buckmaster Show, Bill always likes to touch on current events, and there's nothing more current than what's happening and has happened in the Caribbean in the recent past with the hurricanes. From Irma to Maria to Jose, it has devastated some areas. But Kate, you are live on the ground. You're there in Jamaica right now. Can you touch a little bit on the parts of the Caribbean that have been touched, and more importantly, the amount of properties and places in the Caribbean that are perfectly safe and perfectly well to receive travelers even now?
Yes, thank you for asking that. That's such a good question. So we're in Jamaica right now, and Jamaica did not get hit at all because it's located in the Western Caribbean. So that was such a blessing. But there's about 28 nation islands throughout the Caribbean, and only a handful were affected. So that is the silver lining and the beauty about it. Of course, the ones that did get hit we're very aware of, the Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and most of the U.S. Virgin Islands. But that's it. So it's just a handful. You've still got the Dominican, Antigua, St. Lucia, Turks and Caicos was hit a little bit, but they're up and running again. So there's just a lot of the Caribbean that you can actually still experience, and it's such a wonderful destination. So we hope that the guests or, you know, the listeners will understand that it was such a small portion of the Caribbean that was actually impacted.
And when you think of the Caribbean, a lot of people just think it's really one island that looks just like the next. Is that a true statement?
Not at all. And what I love about the Caribbean is there's really something for everybody. And I would say those listening that are working with Bon Voyage Travel and the travel agents, the biggest thing that you can do is say what you love about maybe your past vacation. Because some islands, like we're in Jamaica right now, it doesn't get more lush and beautiful such as this. Mountains in the background, we have just fruit trees that we can pick off straight from the property. But then you have some islands such as Aruba or maybe Turks and Caicos that are drier and flat but still have amazing beaches. And if, you know, we also have to learn about the history. Most are Britishly, or were Britishly run, I should say, for 300 years. But there's French influences and just a lot of unique history each island has to offer. So every island is totally, totally different from the next.
Sounds like if you're looking for adventure, relaxation, great food, to be completely removed, you want romance, maybe a destination wedding, the Caribbean's going to ring the bell on just about all of those. Speak a little bit about, let's touch on that destination wedding idea. You're at a fabulous property right now. We'll bring the general manager in a minute, Kate, but can you talk a little bit about some special packages that might be able to tickle the fancy of a bride out there for a destination wedding at the Grand Palladium?
Yeah, I really think this is one of the best locations because we always talk about location, location, location. So for this property, we're in Lucia. So we're situated halfway between Negril and Montego Bay. So for anybody that's looking for a destination wedding, that's a perfect location for your guests. The other wonderful thing about this property is they offer bungalows that are adult-only, perfect for the bride and the groom, and with that, there's an adult-only pool, yet the property caters to families. So you can have all your friends and family gather, yet those that want that adult-only section, they'll be happy with that. It's also one of the largest pools in Jamaica. I mean, I could go on and on, but in terms of the packages, they offer free weddings. It's just a minimum of 25 guests. And they even get a free cocktail reception as well. And a trend that we're seeing in the wedding, destination wedding industry is that a lot of people are doing cocktail receptions as their rehearsal rather than our rehearsal dinner. And one really last thing that I want to say, one really unique thing about this property is if a bride and groom are looking to get married at, say, Lady Hamilton in the Grand Palladium, they can come down, experience the property, and the resort will give them a credit. So if they book their destination or their honeymoon later on, they actually get a credit towards whatever they spent on their original trip to get down here and meet with the wedding coordinators. And no other hotel is doing that. So you really have no excuse. Get down here and book your destination wedding with Grand Palladium.
Well, you have definitely given people the economic reason for coming to the Grand Palladium. Let's bring in the general manager of the Grand Palladium, Enrico Pozzoli. I would like, Enrico, thank you for joining us. Can you describe the experience now that that the guests would have if they're there for the destination wedding or any other experience? What's it like there at one of your properties?
Thank you for having me first. And, of course, as Kate was mentioning, our property is located in a very privileged location. And besides the natural beauty, I would say that our guests can relax in beautiful suites with state-of-the-art facilities, just to mention every suite has a jacuzzi in it. And, well, we have plenty of activities, both during the daytime and the nighttime. We have a huge theater. We invite different groups to perform. As you know, Jamaica is obviously very well known all over to have great performance in terms of music. So we have different kind of music around the areas. And I want to mention also the fantastic attitude of our staff, the warmth and the love that our team members put in their effort to make our guests coming back year after year. As a matter of fact, our motto is really to transform our real guests into a long life fans, and being fan of Palladium means coming back every year to experience what Jamaica can offer at the moment, which is obviously a lot. And, well, again, we have, for instance, a smile department, which is very important and popular at the moment. We are trying to create wow factors for all our guests and have them surprised in a different way and make some memories that it will last forever for them.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. At the all-inclusive properties, the Grand Palladium Jamaica Resort and Spa, also the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton. Enrico, can you touch just quickly on, you're nestled in a small bay with the Grand Palladium. You're also a beachfront property at Lady Hamilton. Clearly, water sports and the beach is an important part of a Caribbean vacation.
Absolutely. Well, we are proud to have the largest swimming pool in Jamaica. As a matter of fact, in 2017, we have been awarded by some important partners as a 2017 Pool That Rules Award. And we have a lot of activities around our pool, but we cannot forget that we have four different beaches, and the important part of it that we cater to different guests as well. We have an area for families, and we have areas for adults only. So we can separate very well all the tastes, and every beach has different features. In terms of water sports, well, you name it, we can provide any water sports that you can come to your mind. We have hobby casts, and we have snorkeling trips and paddle boarding and paddle boats, kayaks, sailboats, windsurfing, catamaran cruises to the west end side of Negril as well. As we know, it's very popular. We are.
Oh, good heavens, Enrico, if I may jump in there, it sounds amazing. Yeah, you continue on with water sports. It's an unbelievable property, and sorry for cutting you off. We are up against it, but we learned a couple things. Caribbean is strong. You can vacation there. Jamaica is the spot to go right now. Not touched. Go check out the Grand Palladium if you want a vacation in the Caribbean. When we come back, the Talk Travel Show continues on The Buckmaster Show.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
As we continue with the Buckmaster Show, this is Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel, filling in for Bill as he continues on his vacation, celebrating Ann's birthday. He's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, as we just heard from Bill a few segments ago. We will continue with the Talk Travel Show today. We've got a full hour dedicated to travel, but this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road, west of the intersection of Dodge and River. It's actually just west of Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things on 13 acres for all your gardening and green things. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com. Talk Travel segment, we jump into a very popular way of traveling the world, ocean cruising. And we are joined by one of the moguls in the industry, and I say that with all confirmation, the president of Regent Seven Seas Cruises, Jason Montague. Jason, thank you for joining the Buckmaster Show today.
Thrilled to be here, Ryan. Thanks for inviting me.
As we talk ocean cruising, Jason, let's just start kind of at a broad-based segment here. A lot of people think if they've never been on an ocean cruise, is it really bingo, midnight buffet lines, and just a boring boat ride, or is it much more than that?
You know, it's amazing that there still are a lot of people that think that that's what cruising's all about, and it couldn't be farther from the truth. You know, the best thing about cruising is we really get to embed guests in multiple destinations on any given voyage. But it's surrounded by luxurious accommodations, outstanding cuisine, and great entertainment and top-notch service throughout. So it really is an incredible value proposition for people looking to go on vacation.
I've been on a lot of different cruises, Jason, myself, and I know you have as well. And cruising is not all the same from one cruise line to the next. You could have cruise lines that have 6,000 passengers or something like Regent Seven Seas that is much more intimate. And you will probably have the best way to describe what makes Regent Seven Seas so different from all the other choices in ocean cruising.
You know, we are the most all-inclusive luxury vacation experience out there, and that's not just in the cruise industry, that's in the total travel industry. We include everything from unlimited shore excursions to all specialty restaurants to gratuity tips, all the beverages, beer, wine, liquor. So it's a complete package, except for we don't include the gift shop or the casino. I haven't figured out how to include the casino just yet.
That might actually get more people on board if you could throw out some free chips as they come on. And
people always try somehow to do that, but haven't figured that one out yet.
And you touched on one phrase that we hear all the time in travel, and that is inclusive. And Regent is the most all-inclusive cruise line out there. Can you dive just a little deeper into what that means? And I can share just one little story. If you sail on a different cruise line, and I won't mention the cruise lines, but be careful as you look at what is included and what is not. Many times the shore excursions are costly and add to your budget. So it's not just getting on the ship. It's what you pay for while you're on ship, and your bill ends up being almost double by the time you get off. That is the antithesis of the Regent experience. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, you really described it pretty well. There's multiple prices that guests have to pay when they go on vacation. It's typically the cruise itself, then it's travel to get there, and then it's all the onboard charges and the shore excursions that they incur when they're there, and then obviously travel to get back home, too. And we include everything, including business class air on intercontinental flights. And so it's all one package. So in the beginning, we look like we're very expensive, but when you add all those values in, we're actually comparable, but we deliver a far better experience based on the all-inclusive and being the leader in the luxury cruise market. And to be honest with you, Ryan, this is where our travel partners such as Bon Voyage Travel come into play, because you all help educate the guests and truly give them the true value comparisons of what they pay for the total package as opposed to just the individual cruise on a standalone basis.
Well, I can speak firsthand to that, Jason. I was aboard the newest ship in your fleet, the Explorer, as it was being christened in Monte Carlo last summer. And what's interesting, the marketing catchphrase that you hear, the most luxurious ship ever built. You hear that phrase, and if you're a businessman, you think of, oh, can it possibly be that? I have sailed on this ship. I can absolutely attest. This is the most luxurious ship ever built. Jason, why is it that phrase so true?
Well, you know, there's obviously many different factors that go into that. Among them are it's got the largest space ratios. That's the amount of space that the guests have on the ships in the industry. Among the highest staff to guest ratios, so the service levels are off the charts. But we have over an acre of marble on the ship. We have over 200 chandeliers. The artwork alone throughout the entire ship is astounding and is incomparable with other ships out there. So it's the entire package that really comes to life in.
I will attest to that. I was in that, again, from Monte Carlo to Barcelona with the Explorer, and it was absolutely spectacular. And I think something that a lot of people don't take for granted is that space-to-guest ratio. That's talking about how free it feels on that ship. And it's not just the hardware that you see the luxury in. It is the freedom of choice on board, that all-inclusive nature. Again, we're talking to the president of Regent Seven Seas Cruises, Jason Montague. Jason, let's get down to brass tacks, something you and I both love to do, and that is eat. Food can be such an integral part of our vacation experience. Can you describe what that culinary experience is on board one of the Regent ships?
Yeah, I mean, it is a critical nature of the cruise, and this is an area that Regent excels in. We have three different specialty restaurants on the Explorer: Pacific Rim, which is a Pan-Asian, Chartreuse, which is a classic French restaurant with a modern twist, and our signature Prime Steakhouse, Prime 7, and not to mention our main dining room, which is called Compass Rose. But Compass Rose itself is pretty interesting because it's the largest specialty restaurant at sea. We actually allow our guests to customize their dinner every single night, so they can really get what they want, whether it's the type of beef, fish, lobster, cooked the way they want, with the side dishes that they want to have. So truly customized experiences on board the ship.
Again, having sailed on the Explorer, I can attest to the fact that when you are on board, it's not just a restaurant on the ship. Any of these restaurants, from a decor standpoint, from the food delivery, the customer service, it would be one of your finest restaurants you could find in Beverly Hills or any major city in town. But because people hear that sometimes, Jason, is it stuffy on board? Am I going to have to be wearing a tuxedo every single night on vacation?
No, not at all. It's really more towards that country club casual look, where you can wear a jacket, but there's no tie required. It's truly, we want guests to be able to experience their vacation the way they want. Now, we still fortunately, make sure that people are dressed for dinner, so it's still an appropriate, elegant dinner, but it's not stuffy by any means.
You've got four ships in the fleet. Again, this is Jason Montague, president of Regent Seven Seas. We've talked a lot about the most newest, the Explorer, but it joins Mariner, Voyager, and Navigator. What's on the horizon, Jason, for expansion possibly for Regent Seven Seas?
Well, we have a sister ship that's being constructed right now to Explorer that will be delivered in the early part of 2020. So we're very much looking forward to having our fifth ship in the fleet.
That's very exciting. The luxury cruise sector is growing dramatically. And from a Bon Voyage standpoint, Brian here, Jason here locally, we think about putting the right customer in the right experience. And I would have to argue there's a lot of customers that would absolutely love the Regent Seven Seas experience. We thank you so much for joining us, Jason, all the way from South Florida. Take care, and we appreciate you joining the Buckmaster Show today.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate everything.
As the Talk Travel Show comes to a close, our thanks to the contributors to today's Buckmaster Show. We started it off with none other than Bill himself calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. What a level of insight that he brought in. Thanks to Gary Murphy from AMA Waterways. Kate Heath and Enrico Pizzoli calling in from Jamaica. Don't you want to be on those beaches of Jamaica right now? I sure do. And also Jason Montague, thanks to him as well, the president of Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Don't forget, follow Bill on Facebook or buckmastershow.com. He is still on vacation. He'll be back in next week. Ray Allen tomorrow as guest host. Thanks for the Buckmaster Show.